snaps for you now, knowing that you've won the job? Tell us about how
you
feel.
Yeah, probably for about a minute. I got a chance to celebrate and, you know, call everyone in my family and a few of my good friends from school and, you know, let them know some good news. But right after that, it's, you know, got to put your head down and get right back to work. So, you know, just wanted to come out here today and have another good day just to start it off. But, yeah, got a chance to have a little fun, you know, making a few phone calls or just, you know, gave myself a minute. That's all I needed.
Were you taken aback by the decision and the timing, or did you expect it after the way you performed the other
day? You know, I really don't want to look at it like, you know, I had any expectation one way or the other. You know, both Billy and I just wanted to come out here every day and try to get better at something. And that's kind of the attitude that I've had throughout this training camp is I wanted to come in and try to get, you know, slightly better at something every single day. And as long as I do that, you know, I'd give myself a chance. Now, obviously, I'm really thankful everything has worked out up till this point, and I hope it will continue to do so.
Just beyond being consistent, what do you feel like the factors, what do you think are some of the things that you did well this month in terms of accuracy, distance, all those things that went into it?
I think you probably hit it just saying by being consistent. One of the things Harb is always telling me is just put it straight and give it a chance. And that's, you know, that's really as simple as it can get. You know, in our world where everything can, you know, can come down to very finite details, kind of going back to basics and just saying, just kick the ball and kick it straight. That's what I would tell myself when I would go hit a ball in a preseason game or just even out here at practice every single day. So I guess the thing I've done well, I think, up through this point is just keep it simple and put it through. Yeah, no, I'll say first, give a lot of credit to Billy. He made sure this was a really, really good competition, and, you know, he pushed me every single day. But, you know, I really do appreciate the front office and the coaching staff putting their faith in me. And, you know, I will do everything I can to bring my lunch pail to work every day. And I know that sounds cliche. I've said that probably 100 times before, but, you know, that's really the attitude, you know, everybody has around here. This is, you know, blue-collar atmosphere, and we're just trying to bring our lunch pail to work every day.
Just in terms of carrying over what you did in the preseason, do you feel like the preseason games will be the same for you in the regular season just in terms of pressure? I mean, those games actually count, as you know, but do you feel like it's any different, or do you feel like it'll be the same for what you did?
There'll probably be a little bit of a different feel just because, you know, everything's hyped up a little bit, and, you know, there's everything leading up to game day. But, you know, when I get out there, it's all the same to me. I try to hit every ball the same. And just, you know, really have fun and kind of going back to what we just said a minute ago, just put them straight and give them a chance.
Well, how pressure-packed were they? I mean, it was preseason, but not, I mean, for you, you're kicking for a job in preseason games. How much pressure did you feel in these games?
You know, a little bit, but I was just, you know, again, I'm just trying to put them straight and keep it simple. So, you know, as far as feeling any more pressure than I would usually, I wouldn't say that was the case, but you know, after the fact, I kind of look back and I just say, wow, I'm really thankful I made those.
How can a lot of kickers go through the highs and lows? I mean, sometimes maybe you miss a big kick or a few kicks in a row. Have you had that experience previously? And if so, how did you, can you kind of pinpoint it and explain how you kind of dealt with that type of adversity?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough in my career throughout school that I never really had any major lows, or at least I wouldn't tell myself that I had any. I mean, there was a time when I had, you know, when I was still punting, I had a 6-yard punt left footed and that wasn't very good. And, you know, next punt I hit was 45, you know, fair catch, net 45. So, you know, that's just part of the duality of being a specialist is coming back from the, you know, from the highs with the same attitude and the lows with the same attitude moving forward. Really not let anything faze you. Just got to have poker face.
You didn't even have that at Texas? It didn't happen to you?
No, I was fortunate enough not to have anything catastrophic happen. You know, knock on wood, we'll continue that. But, you know, that's just part of, you know, this business and part of, you know, really any football player's mentality is you just got to be able to bounce back from whatever.
So you haven't really thought about if this happens, you don't kind of cross that bridge?
I really don't. You know, just think positively and kind of going back to what I've said about 100 times, just keep it simple and take it one kick at a time. That's, you know, that's all you can do.
Justin, it's good weather now, but
this division, you can go to the Clevelands and Pittsburghs, and they have strange winds come up. Like, so what have you heard about that, and what do you kind of do to prepare for the bad weather games that you have here up north?
Yeah, inclement weather, wind, all that stuff is something Randy, Coach Rosberg, and Harbs have really been good about, you know, giving me pointers on. And, you know, the stuff I've learned from Randy just over these past few weeks has been really good to prepare me for those situations. You know, if the ball I'm hitting right now is true, and I carry that into the regular season, which I certainly plan on doing, then, you know, I'm going to give myself the best chance to, you know, to hit them right where I want them, and you know, not really let the weather affect me in a negative way.
Justin, you were here and kicked on a field where it's kind of intentionally bad, when you've had the rain and go out here and just, you know, try to test yourself that way on this field?
Yeah, we had one day back in OTAs or mini camp rather, that was pretty rainy, pretty wet. You know, so whenever it is rainy or whenever it is windy, and you know, we have a practice, like say we'll be inside, we'll come outside and we'll work on those things just to get the exposure to it. But, you know, most stadiums tend to, you know, to have some sort of wind pattern or, you know, the location where they are, like, you know, maybe cold, maybe snowing, wind, rain, all that good stuff. This is something you prepare for, and, you know, on game week. And, you know, fortunately we've had a couple days out here where we've had opportunities to work in not perfect conditions, you know. So we really try to take advantage of every single one of those days.
Justin, you will be known as the guy.
Don't tell too much,
Texas.
Don't tell too much.
All right, man.
You will be known as the guy to end the Texas A&M rivalry with a game-winning kick. How huge was that kick? Where does that rank? And I'm sure you understand what rivalry is now, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, give credit to them, I guess, for making it a really good rivalry for 118 or 20 years or whatever it is. You know, it feels, I mean, this, you know, going back to college days, glory days or something. No, it feels, I mean, obviously it feels good to, you know, put an end to a, you know, really good, fun football rivalry on a good note for, you know, the team you play for. You know, give a little shout out to Case McCoy for setting me up for it and making me look good. But, you know, as far as where that ranks, I'll let, you know, y'all decide that, and, you know, everybody back in Texas, they can talk about that all they want, but, you know, I'm just really glad I made it.
How about you personally, in terms of kicks you've made, how big was that kick?
That was probably one of the bigger kicks that I've made in my career, you know, but going back and looking at it on film, I probably left it a couple yards shorter where I would usually want to hit it, so... You know, even on a probably one of the bigger kicks I've had in my career, I'm trying to find a way to get better, and you know, that's something that is really emphasized around here, especially with Coach Rosberg and Randy and Harbs, just saying, find a way to get better every day.
Justin, how do you think those kinds of kicks, how do you think that kind of a kick would kind of translate as you go to this next level and you've kicked in those pressure situations before?
I'm really thankful that I played at Texas where we have big crowds, and you know, we had the Longhorn Network just starting up while we were there, so we had a lot of publicity, and, you know, we had a lot of people in our stadium on game day, so hitting in front of a big crowd, hitting on, you know, playing on national TV quite a bit was really good, I think, for preparing, you know, all of us that have come out of there for, you know, more big crowds and more exposure on TV and in the media. So in that regard, I'm really thankful for, you know, the overall environment that I was brought up in. Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's pretty surreal, you know, seeing a guy on TV. I was saying a couple weeks ago, somebody said, you know, have you met Ray Lewis yet? And I said, yeah, probably one of the first times in a long time I'd been sort of starstruck. And, you know, again, Michael Phelps comes out here, the most decorated Olympian of all time. It's you know, pretty special to have him come out here and, you know, hang out with us at practice today.
What's his message?
Just to, you know, stay focused, get after it, and you know, really just wanted to come out here and say that he's proud to be out here and to be from the Baltimore area. So, you know, I really, you know, going off of that point, like, I really feel at home here. And the people that we bring around this complex is, you know, it's pretty remarkable, the different types of people that are around here, all the different personalities. and getting to, you know, commingle with all these different types of personalities has been really cool. And, you know, seeing a guy like Michael Phelps come out here and share some love with us, it's also really cool.
Justin, you just had Ray Lewis yelling at you. What has been the overall reaction of your teammates? Has anything specific jumped out since learning that you won the job?
Mostly guys have just been saying congratulations and, you know, let's get after it. Because, you know, this is a business, and I'm finding this out real quick. I mean, this is, you know, today is our, I suppose, the first round of cuts, and some of my rookie friends that I'd come in here with during OTAs or you know, even back to rookie minicamp, was just telling a couple of the other guys, just, it gets real, really fast. You know, there's 90 guys here over the weekend, and after today there's 75. So, you know, it is pretty crazy how fast it all happens.
Hey, Justin, along those lines, after it was all over, any words exchanged between you and Billy once the news came down?
No, not as of yet, but, you know, I certainly want to give him credit for making this a really, really good competition. And I know he'll land somewhere probably really quickly because he's obviously a Pro Bowl guy, and he's a Pro Bowl caliber kicker. You know, so it was really, really fun to be out here every day with a guy who's done really, really well. You know, we can learn off each other while we're out here, and that's what we did. And, you know, we're both better kickers because of it.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.